It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Good to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Time for a special Election Day edition of the Political Breakfast. Theron Johnson and Brian Robinson are back with us. Both are political strategists. Brian is a former Deputy Chief of Staff and Communications Director for Governor Nathan Deal. Theron is a Democratic strategist and former National Southern Regional Director for the Obama 2012 campaign. Gentlemen, welcome back, and thanks for being with us on Election Day.
Good morning.
I live for special election days.
I noticed just a tiny smile when you said that.
And a lot of sarcasm.
Well, let's get to it, though. Let's suppose someone is watching tonight. What should one look for to know whether the basic assumptions that we made about this race are actually coming true? A, that John Ossoff, the leading Democratic candidate, will make it to a runoff but not win outright, and B, that there will be just one Republican making it to the runoff?
I think the first thing that I'm going to be looking for are the early numbers out of counties like DeKalb and Cobb.
Because those are kind of new. Well, DeKalb especially hasn't always been in the 6th District.
Correct. And DeKalb, as we know, is the number one Democratic county in the state.
This is North DeKalb, though.
Well, but still, with North DeKalb, Dennis, you have a great deal of white progressive voters there, but a lot of them are women. But in Cobb County, as we know, and your listeners know this, is that this is a county that Democrats were able to win in November 2016. But the third thing we're going to be looking for, Dennis, is to really see how well John Ossoff is doing in some of these heavily Republican precincts. If he goes to a runoff tonight and is able to do very well in those precincts within DeKalb and Cobb, and if he can sort of perform in a very good way in some of the precincts in Fulton, particularly in North Fulton, then I think he has a great chance to win it in the runoff.
If you see John Ossoff opening up huge leads in DeKalb and then being very competitive in East Cobb and North Fulton, then that's his pathway to getting 50% plus one. I don't think he's getting the 50% plus one. I think his numbers in the low 40s where he's been consistently is sort of his ceiling. You haven't seen momentum swinging him up any. So he's been sort of stuck in that number, and I think that's going to play out today.
What we saw yesterday was a tweet from President Donald Trump.
I was going to get to that.
I think that if Donald Trump was so popular in this district, we would have seen Air Force One here already, and hopefully it wouldn't have cost the taxpayers of whatever county he decided to land in $3 million like we've been paying for him to take his now over 15 golf trips to Mar-a-Lago. But I think that that tweet is going to have a reverse effect. I think that the Republicans thought that it would excite their base. I think that it really, really, really excited the Democratic people to really go out and vote in this election.
Brian, you have pointed out in the past that this is a district where Republicans are not, by and large, enthused with President Trump, although he certainly has a base of support in the district. Does that tweet, though, help the Republican candidates with their fellow Republicans, or should the president have just stayed out of this one and let the Republican field percolate?
I think Republican voters sort of tune out what Donald Trump tweets because they're happy with what he's doing as president. They're happy with Gorsuch. They're happy with the efforts to repeal and replace. I don't think his tweet really matters in this juncture. I think, in fact, if the fact he hasn't engaged so far suggests he's been involved with much more important things like bombing really bad actors in Afghanistan and Syria and meeting with the Chinese leader. So he's been had his hands full with very important things. So I'm glad that he hasn't been involved because it would look bad to be overly political at such a serious time. But this is still fundamentally a Republican district. And so if you see high turnout, that's really good news for Republicans. If you see abysmally low turnout, which I think won't happen, we've already seen so much interest in early voting.
The early voting was...
it's been huge. That indicates a big turnout for Election Day. So if you see a huge turnout, great for Republicans. A really small turnout would be fantastic for Ossoff and give him a chance at 50%.
Let's take a look at what might happen after today. Assuming for the moment, let's just assume that there is a runoff. Brian, the big task for Republicans will be getting the troops on the same page. Can Republicans unify and take on what would probably be still a very active and energized Democratic effort in June?
Absolutely. I think it's going to be much easier than it was last year to get Republicans to come together. Again, this is a fundamentally Republican district and a mainstream Republican district. And any of the candidates that are in line to get the quote-unquote nomination, because it's really not a primary, but the Republican who's going to be in the runoff is going to be a mainstream Republican who can easily get the votes of Republican voters. Here's the deal. Will we be able to motivate them to get out and vote in a June special election where this is the only thing on the ballot? I can tell you the Democrats are mobilized, but we know traditionally Democrats are garbage when it comes to showing up at runoffs. We've got to be less garbagey than them on runoff day.
I think many of the Republicans who are very wealthy, like Brian, will probably be somewhere on a beach on June 20th. And probably won't even be.
But the message will be, as it has been in some of the ads, Theron, stop Ossoff. And that is the kind of message that certainly could energize Republicans.
What John Ossoff has got to do is on Wednesday morning, he's got to wake up and say, okay, he's got to have a very strong message to the Democratic Party and say, listen, I'm a Georgia Democrat and I support all of your values. But we as Georgia Democrats, we've got to understand that he's going to have to pivot. He's going to have to pivot to the middle. He's going to have to say some things. He's going to have to show support on some policy issues that we as Democrats may not agree with him on. And I'm here to say on this show that we've got to understand that the ultimate goal here is to win. In order for John Ossoff to win, he's got to continue to have that momentum from the Democrats that live in the district, but he's also got to appeal to, I believe, disaffected, educated white women in the district, and he's got to talk about issues that matter to them most. I believe that they all care about affordable health care. I think they really want to talk about jobs, but more importantly, these are folks who I think want John Ossoff, who I think would be a very calm and strong member of Congress, to go to Washington and hold Donald Trump accountable.
Time running out here. Quick predictions from both of you. Assuming that there is a runoff, Theron, starting with you, one Republican or two in the runoff, and which one?
I think that John Ossoff would make the runoff, and I think the Republican more than likely will probably be Karen Handel, only based on name recognition, because I think that if you look at the polls, the voters know her, and I think they're highly likely to vote for her.
Any chance Ossoff wins without a runoff? Honestly, no.
I am optimistic, but I think it's unlikely.
I think Ossoff will finish somewhere in the low to mid-40s and will be going into the runoff with a really large plurality coming out of the first round. So the question becomes, who is going to be the Republican in there with him?
And full disclosure here, you have done some work for Judson Hill, one of the
candidates. Yes, I am a consultant on Judson Hill's team. And I think that there are four candidates, Karen Handel, Judson Hill, Dan Moody, and Bob Gray, who are bunched up together in a pack. And we don't know who is breaking out of that pack over the last weekend. Now, the public polling showed that it was Karen Handel. But again, I don't know that we can rely on any of that because it is such a soup out there with the samples. So if you see a really huge turnout early on, because Cobb will be one of the first ones to come in because Fulton and DeKalb are notoriously slower, and you see Judson with a really, really big lead there, or there's a huge turnout in Cobb, that's a good indicator for him. If you see Karen Handel or any of the others do very well in DeKalb, that's going to be a really good sign for them because Gray, Handel, and Moody, presumably, are going to be divvying up the North Fulton precincts. So Cobb, which only has Judson, DeKalb, which has no Republicans, that's kind of where I'm going to have my eyes tonight.
And the best part of the soup is it'll be brought to a boil shortly and will be served. Theron Johnson is a Democratic strategist and former National Southern Regional Director for the Obama 2012 campaign. Brian Robinson, a Republican strategist and former Deputy Chief of Staff and Communications Director to Georgia Governor Nathan Deal. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll talk to you again soon and sort through the debris.
Vote your Ossoff.
Yeah, more like exaggerate your Ossoff.